Hello and welcome to episode 10. I'm Larry Vanderspiegel, no relation. Joining me on the show live from heaven is philosophical entertainer, Alan Watts. So Alan, what is life all about in simple terms that Republicans will understand?
Life on Earth is simply a game you're all playing. We can play nice or we can become world leaders and act like dicks to each other. Our lives were supposed to be a sort of heaven on earth, or Garden of Eden. But things took an unexpected turn, and humans ended up as slaves to some naughty aliens who need their bottoms smacking.
I was going to ask, now that you have an even larger view of the current Earth situation, what the fuck happened that caused the current state of the planet?
Neanderthal humans once lived on the Earth quite some time ago. They lived in unison with the earth, living off the land, replanting trees they cut down, making very little impact. They lived longer lives, many 100s of years, were telepathic and deeply spiritual people. Certainly not the cavemen that so-called history dictates. A group of aliens called the Anunnaki showed up. They weren't evil, they simply had an agenda, and were very talented at genetic engineering. So they took Neanderthal DNA and played around with it. After a while, they created Homo sapiens. Their DNA was very much a light version of Neanderthal DNA. Their DNA was 12-stranded, which made them powerful and smart and all-round gifted. The Homo sapien DNA had 10 of the strands deactivated and are currently regarded as junk DNA. With just 2 strands, this new species lived less than a century and got ill relatively easily compared to the previous model. This way they could be population controlled, so if their numbers got too large, they could be culled with a simple virus.
I'm guessing the story of current human didn't end there.
That's right, Larry. At some point another group of aliens, known as Archons, showed up and basically enslaved the entire population. They got the new humans mining gold and manufacturing all sorts of things. They invented various religions as a means to control them further, to stop them thinking for themselves. Later humans started getting smarter and began to abandon religion and to think for themselves. Another form of mind control was needed, so film and television, mass media in general, was used to brainwash the masses into behaving themselves and not protest against being slaves. Most of them only know they are slaves on a subconscious level. There is a light at the end of the tunnel for this life you are currently experiencing. The junk DNA is currently reactivating with help from good aliens. Humanity is going through an awakening process right now. This is why we see so much chaos in the world. The world leader humans being controlled by the naughty aliens are panicking because their world of control and enslaving humans is coming to an end. They don't want that to happen, so are igniting wars all over, imposing more restrictions on what humans are allowed to do and say. America, in particular, think they live in a free country. But that country is the most secure prison on the earth. Since at least the 1940s, they were brainwashed with patriotism, so rather than keep them all locked up, they simply didn't want to leave their country, because it was the best country in the world, they were told.
So what is this awakening process that humans are going through?
Humans are being activated. They are waking up, finally remembering who they really are. One of the masters mentioned in the Bible book, said Ye, are gods. He wasn't mucking about when he said that. Once all strands of the DNA are activated, humans will remember that they are multi-dimensional, infinite beings who can transcend time and space, walk on water, turn the same water into wine, anything they choose to do. They are gods.
So humans are actually going to be gods.
We are about to enter a golden age. We are at the end of the Dark Age, the Hindu Kali Yuga, a bit of a bumpy road part of this lifetime. But at the end of it, we will finally have our heaven on earth, the way it was supposed to be. No more working for a living, no money needed, no need to eat if you don't want to, no more being restricted to your country boundary. You don't even have to stay on this planet. The entire universe is your playground, as it has been all along, but you were kept in ignorance by the naughty aliens.
So when we finally get to this golden age, what happens then?
Life never ends. Each lifetime is full of experiences to further enrich the soul and take us to the next level. Humans are currently on level 3 and 4, about to shift to 5. People on level 4 will find this quite a gentle process. However, people on level 3 will be kicking and screaming. Level 3. People are those that want to go back to the so-called good old days. As far as I know, there are 12 levels in this particular universe. It's took many lifetimes to get this far. Normally, the shift between levels happens over millions of years, but this one going up to 5, humans are doing it very quickly. That's never been done before. That's how powerful humans are.
What advice can you give the level 3 and 4 humans to guide them?
If you find yourself wondering what you should do with your life, there is help available to you, but not many people are aware of this help. You have available a sort of satellite navigation system, a GPS to guide you through the many choice points of your lifetime. There is no right or wrong choice, as you have free will, so you can attempt to rule the world, dominating everyone and being a total dick to everyone, as we see with current world leaders, or you can play nice and have a wonderful, blissful life. This GPS we have has been mentioned by several wise people using different phrases. Follow your bliss, follow your excitement, follow your joy. So here's how it works. You have a life choice point. You can get that job that your parents would like for you, or you could attempt to start your own business, making art, making music, writing. Simply think about both choices. Does choice one feel good? Do you feel joy and happiness at the prospect of doing that? No. What about the second choice? Does that make you feel joy, happiness, bliss? Yes. Well, right there is the GPS telling you which way to go. Disregard what friends and family are telling you. They are not you, and your GPS is clearly telling you the route. Also, don't let self doubt tell you otherwise. The guidance is never wrong, but your logical mind, ego, may doubt it's the correct choice. It might say things like, you could never pull this off. You don't have enough knowledge. And we'll try to talk you out of it.
That sounds like a simple technique. Finally, Alan, do you have any closing advice for humans?
If you stay strong, follow your excitement to the best of your ability every time, not just some of the time, then you will live a life that people will envy. your friends and family, who were trying to talk you out of doing the thing, will be amazed at your wonderful life and ask how you did it. You know now how life works. The trick is to learn about this guidance as soon in your life as you can, rather than in old age. Not many people find this out when they're 16 years old, so don't feel bad if you're middle-aged and only just discovering the meaning of life and how it all works.
Thank Alan for coming on the show. I'm Larry Vanderspiegel, no relation, and I'll see you all next time.